Well, while we've got you both here, Tamla, let's come back to you first. We're going to pick your brains and see if you can answer some questions from our listeners. First of all, Jerry Drummond wrote in to say that there are a number of meteorites which astronomers classify as Martian. But how do we know that they definitely came from Mars?
So once we find a meteorite here on Earth, take it into the lab and we start to study it. So we break it apart, we look at its composition, we look at the minerals that are in it. But one of the really interesting ways that we can tell that they're definitely from Mars is when they notice that there is a trapped air bubble inside the rock, they can look at the content of the gas and they can look for the different elements and how much of each element there is. When they've done this for some of the meteorites that they found here on Earth, they've actually realized that this trapped air is very similar, or identical, in fact, to the atmosphere that's on Mars. And we know about the atmosphere on Mars from the Viking mission and from more recent missions to Mars as well. And it's very, very distinct from the Earth's atmosphere. It's not a nitrogen-oxygen composition. It's more of a carbon dioxide. It's got a lot more of the oxygen isotopes and noble gases. And we can say, well, this bubble of air was trapped in the rock when the rock was forming, and this is the same as the Martian atmosphere. So we know that they're a Martian meteorite.
Relying on the trapped gases seems a little bit like finding a needle in a haystack. We rely on there being trapped gases in there. We rely on those gases not having been affected by its journey from wherever it came from down to Earth. Can't we just look at the rock itself and the actual mineral composition of the rock? And can't that tell us that it's from Mars?
It can tell us quite a bit. Certainly identifying that it's a meteorite in the first place is important. Otherwise, you wouldn't pick it up from Antarctica or from various deserts where we find these. And those generally have some sort of fusion crust around the surface of it. And that's sort of a melted bit of the rock that, as it was entering the Earth's atmosphere, bits of the rock melted together and formed this glassy finish. That's very distinctive. Sometimes you see meteorites that have sort of micrometeorite pockets along the surface, and they've clearly been bombarded along their journey in space or from where they came from. The actual composition of the Martian meteorites is more familiar. We see that they are quite volcanic and often made of basalt. So we do often find basalt here on Earth. But then when we look at the rock and we look beneath that fusion crust, we know everything beneath that surface should have occurred either in its journey to Earth or on Mars itself or wherever it came from. And so when you go beneath the surface, then you know that's fairly pristine. And what's intriguing is that you can look for signs of erosion and melting evidence beneath the surface, that fusion crust, and that tells you something about what happened on Mars, for instance. So the idea is something hit Mars, something relatively big, and it sprayed off a bunch of these rocks, these meteorites, that then started traveling through space. And in that process of impact, it probably created a bit of a glassy finish. And if you find that inside, then you know that's from the initial impact on Mars.
So not only can you do some very interesting geology of the meteorite itself, but actually it can give you a geological history of the planet it came from or the asteroid it came from.
Yes, and we can sort of very generally date these as well. So we can look for evidence of weathering as it sat here on Earth. And we say, well, okay, it's probably been here for X many years. And we can also look for signs of its journey throughout space. So if it's bombarded by cosmic rays, it creates isotopes in the actual content, the mineral content. And you can say roughly how many years it's been traveling through space before it interacted with the Earth's atmosphere. And then adding those two ages together, you can say, well, it probably left Mars, 700,000 years ago or a million years ago. But it is very general. But what's interesting, actually, is we've got about 60 Martian meteorites that we found. And when you look at all of them, they do tend to group into 5 to 8 age brackets, sort of ejection times. So we know that maybe 5 to 8 different collisions happened on Mars that then ejected these meteorites.
If they've got gas in them, then surely they've come from somewhere with an atmosphere. Yeah. Asteroids don't have an atmosphere.
Exactly.
And so the obvious place is Mars. And the other thing I would stress is an atmosphere is the same isotopic composition all over. Whereas if you were to look at rocks, I'm sure if you go over the surface of the Earth, you'll find a whole variety of things because it's a solid. So I think a key thing here is looking at gas.
We may be talking about bits of Mars, but we are being very Earth-centric, aren't we? We're talking about things that have landed on Earth. We know that there are things that have landed on the surface of Mars as well. So how do we know what the meteorites on the surface of Mars are actually made of?
So there are meteorites that have been found on the surface of Mars, and these have been found by, namely, Opportunity. Back in 2005, it found the first meteorite on a planet that wasn't our own. On the moon, there were two meteorites as well, I believe, that were found. So somewhat confusingly, we've also found rocks on Mars that are not from Mars. And they've been discovered by chance by these rovers. The famous one was the first one called the Heat Shield Rock. It's a iron nickel meteorite, which is very distinctly different from the Martian composition. It's a metallic meteorite. And as of September 2010, Opportunity has found a total of six of these meteorites on the surface of Mars, and it's still going strong. The recent arrival of Curiosity on Mars means that we should be finding much more of these anomalous rocks. And really, if you think about it, Mars should have high numbers of meteorites because it has a thinner atmosphere, so more of these rocks can survive the fall through the atmosphere. And the weathering effects on Mars are much less severe. You don't have oxidation to the same levels, so the meteorites last for longer. So really, if we start exploring Mars to a greater extent, we should expect to find much more evidence from elsewhere in the universe.
And presumably we can then use the same dating techniques that we use for meteorites here on Earth to put together a history of the bombardment of Mars, just like we've been putting a history of the bombardment of Earth.
Yes, that is the hope. Although it is tricky when you're doing everything remotely. So, of course, planetary geologists would love to have a sample from Mars brought back by spacecraft, but we'll have to wait a bit.